Welcome to NFP for Life with Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberger.
You need to be able to educate yourself to understand what the Catholic Church teaches.
We need to understand our gifts and our abilities, and it's really about fertility awareness and responsible parenthood.
Dr. Ruppersberger is a board-certified OBGYN with an NFP-only practice in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. He and his wife, Betty, are both certified natural family planning instructors for the Family Life Office of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia.
God so wanted us to know the meaning and purpose of existence that he built it right into us.
A chaste lifestyle means joy and freedom.
If we promote it and promote it effectively, we will change the way people think about natural family planning.
It's a new journey in our faith.
And now, here are your hosts, Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberger.
Sisters in Christ, and welcome to our program, NFP for Life. I'm Dr. Les Ruppersberger, and I'm here with my lovely bride.
Hi, I'm Betty Ruppersberger.
And as always, we'd like to open with a special prayer. So, Betty, you'll lead us in that prayer, please.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Holy Spirit, beloved of my soul, I adore you. Enlighten me, guide me, strengthen me, console me. Tell me what I should do. Give me your orders. I promise to submit myself to all that you desire of me and to accept all that you permit to happen to me. Let me only know your will. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to our program, and we are blessed to be here on this special weekend. As you know, Holy Spirit Radio is in the middle of their annual telethon, and we have a special announcement that we'd like to make because over the past day and a half, or 2 days of the telethon, we've been taking bids on a special prize for a Philco radio, and we'd like to announce that prize winner. So, Kathy, if you'll help us with that.
Hi, this is Kathy Gaston. I'm the communications manager here at Holy Spirit Radio, and I'm pleased to announce that Steve from Exton won the auction for our radio, and his final bid was $325. So, congratulations, Steve. It's truly a beautiful radio, and we're a little sorry to see it go. And thank you to everybody that called in today. We had so many generous donors. We had two people literally come in person to the door. So that it's been a lovely, productive day. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. We have a special challenge gift that we'd like to announce for the next hour that we're on. This is our $1,000 challenge gift. And an anonymous listener of Holy Spirit is putting out a challenge of $1,000. If we can get $1,000 in donations by 5 p.m. at the end of our program, then it will be matched. So anyone out there, if you could please consider while you're listening to the program, driving home from work, just be careful if you're on the phone, using your cell phone, that if you can call in and make a donation and we can get up to $1,000 by the end of the hour, then it will be matched and it will be put to great use here for Catholic Radio at Holy Spirit Radio. That would be a total of $2,000 that would go for our ministry here at our Catholic Radio program. We'd also like to further announce that this is the 89th birthday of Mother Angelica. And Betty, if you'll...
And anyone who calls in today with a $100 donation will receive a book, a Mother Angelica book by Raymond Arroyo, for any donation of $100. So we would love for you to call in. Our phone number here is 215-345-1570. 215-345-1570. Give us a call. Any $100 donation will receive a Mother Angelica book by Raymond Arroyo. And again, our challenge gift of $1,000. If we can make $1,000 throughout this hour, doesn't have to be $1,000, but up to $1,000, we will get another $1,000 in donations by 5 o'clock. We need you to call in and support Holy Spirit Radio, 1570 AM and 1420 AM. The phone number, 215-345-1570. Give us a call, make a pledge, help this radio station to remain on the air. We need your help to have this beautiful radio station happen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Holy Spirit Radio at 215-345-1570.
And to personalize it a little bit more, I know that Betty and I know at least 10 people, and if each one of you would call with a $100 donation, then that will add up to that $1,000. It will be doubled by the end of the hour, and every one of you will get this Mother Angelica book sent to you in the mail for your $100 donation. So I would challenge anybody out there that's listening, anybody that we know, our friends, our relatives, anybody that comes to our ministry, $100 will get you a book, and if 10 of you call, we'll get $1,000 that'll be matched by an anonymous donor. So let's get those phone lines burning up. Let's get them going, 215-345-1570, and support Catholic Radio and the new evangelization that we're into right now. Now, let's get into our topic a little bit. We'll announce that a little bit later. But right now I want to talk to you, as you all know, that we had our Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Conference, which was held on March the 24th, and just a little over, just about a month ago. And we had over 95 people register and attend. And we had a great program. And so what we would like to do is we would like to, as we do every year, this was the 10-year anniversary of the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network Conference. We'd like to review and go over some of the topics that were available. And just to give you an idea of how valuable Catholic Radio is to all of you who listen, every one of these topics is available as an MP3 download on the website of HolySpiritRadio.org for free. So these programs were all, people paid to come to this program. They had to register, and they had to, you know, travel and get in their car and drive to Our Lady of Good Counsel Parish in Southampton to register for this program and pay a registration fee. Now, it's true that they got breakfast and they got lunch, and it was a fine breakfast and a fine lunch, but you can access these talks, any one of them, either individually or collectively. You can download them to your computer. You can burn them onto a CD. You can listen into your car. You can give it as a gift to a friend or a relative if you want to go out and evangelize, because all the information was important. And all of this through HolySpiritRadio.org, who supports us every year here at Holy Spirit Radio through our PNFPN conference. So consider accessing the radio website and consider giving us a call with a pledge over the next 50 minutes or so. And we'd welcome your support and challenge you to give us some support. The other aspect that we want to mention is that we had some great speakers. And Betty, why don't you just run through the entire lineup of speakers and their topics for that day?
Well, we had a great lineup that day, and we opened with prayer with Monsignor Samuel Shoemaker from St. Ignatius Parish, who happens to be one of the chaplains for our Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network, and opening remarks by Dr. Lester Ruppersberger, and then a great speaker and author. He had authored two books. I'm not sure if he has more than that, but he had two there. And Monsignor Brian Bransfield, amazing speaker, amazing knowledge on theology of the body. And then we had Dr. Peter Colosi, who is a PhD, who teaches at St. Charles Seminary. Fabulous speaker, and he came to speak mostly, he was going to speak on Humani Vitae, and he did speak a little bit about that, but he also wanted to give insight on the HHS mandate. Thirdly, we had Theology of the Body topic by Jean Machijic, who is, June Machijic, who is a professor at Immaculata University. And then Dr. Kyle Biter came. He spoke about alternatives, the NAPRO technology. He is a physician, an OBGYN physician in North Jersey at St. Peter Medical Center. and he is NFP only, who helps with the Creighton model. Also, we had a very dear priest by Father Tim Christie, who spoke on the priest view of humani vitae through the eyes of theology of the body. And his talk was on why don't we know? Why don't we as Catholics know about humani vitae, the church's teaching on contraception, and theology of the body? And then it wrapped up with Dr. Lester Ruppersberger, why not contraception? Why do we have to even consider contraception? And he gave a wonderful presentation, a lot of statistics on, you know, women that contracept and why do we and why should we and why shouldn't we? So it was a really full day and very large crowd that attended. And we were very proud of that day, weren't we, Leslie?
Yeah, that was our second largest attendance in 10 years. The other really large attendance was in 2005, which unfortunately happened to be the year that John Paul II died. And we had over 100 people that day, and our keynote speaker that year was Christopher West. And, of course, our topic was theology of the body. So we've been talking about this for the last 5 years at least, on and off, because it ties in so nicely with natural family planning, which is our purpose and our goal here on our program at NFP for Life. And so what Betty and I plan on doing over the next rest of our program is trying to give you a little bit of a sense, a little bit of a feel. Obviously, we're not these speakers, so we're going to try to summarize it a little bit for you and get into a little bit of the details and a little bit of the kind of nuts and bolts, if you will, of exactly what these speakers were trying to address. I just want to also let you know that we selected this topic from the board of the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network in July and August of 2011, long before the HHS mandate, long before the government came out and talked about what their criteria and what their recommendations were going to be for contraception and mandating that Catholic schools and hospitals and universities and colleges and other Catholic organizations give out these products as a requirement for so-called preventive women's health services. And Betty and I have spoken extensively on that particular topic over the past 2 months, and we want to keep it somewhat fresh as a topic and keep it on the front burner as we're moving into election season, but we also want to give a different perspective on it. So let's get started off a little bit with Monsignor Brian Bransfield. Monsignor is a priest from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. He is the assistant director for the secretariat at the USCCB for evangelization and catechesis. And Betty and I first became familiar with Monsignor Bransfield last summer at the Theology of the Body Congress out in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. And he spoke so eloquently, and we were so impressed with his speaking and his credentials that we invited him, and he very graciously came. And Monsignor's topic, first thing in the morning, was the anthropology of man. Now, everybody may get a little intimidated by that first word, anthropology, but let me just put it to you as exactly, as succinctly as Monsignor Bransfield did. It really comes down to asking yourself the question, who am I? And so he posed some of these questions. Am I the nationality into which my family and I were born? He mentioned that he's Irish. Are you Irish? Are you Italian? Are you Polish? Are you German? Are you Latino? What is your nationality? But let's drill down a little bit deeper, he said. Let's peel back the layers of the onion, if you will. Am I the letters after my name? Am I MD? Am I DO? Am I PhD? Am I the letters before my name? Am I Mr. or my father or my Mrs. or my doctor? Or let's go down a little bit deeper. Who am I? Am I Am I what I accomplish? Am I what I produce? Am I what I own? But no, let's go a little bit deeper. Here we're trying to find the language. Here we're trying to find the meaning, the very meaning of our existence. And this is what John Paul II addresses so eloquently and so beautifully in Theology of the Body. Who am I? And ultimately, the answer to the question and what his conclusion is that we are a child of God, created in the image and likeness of God, given intellect and free will, and called into communion with God in the Trinity to live forever in all of eternity in love and in life. And the key element that he spoke to, and none of these speakers knew in advance what the other was speaking, the topic. They knew the general topic, but they didn't know what they each other was going to say. And three of the speakers used a bomb as an analogy. An atomic bomb went off in the 1960s during the sexual revolution, and it split up life and love. It exploded and it blew up and separated life and love. And as a result of that separation, it opened the door for the culture of death. And that culture of death has entered in to replace our previously existing culture, where we had very intact families with stay-at-home moms and hard-working dads who came in at the end of the day and who were there to mentor an example for their children. We had people that worked really hard to give their children an education, and we had people who were averaging maybe about four or five children per family up until the 1950s and 1960s, and now it just completely exploded. And what preceded the sexual revolution was the industrial revolution that started back in the late 1800s, where we were no longer on the farm, and we no longer had intact families growing up and working together as a job. But the fathers now were called out of the home, and they had to go to the factory, and they were no longer available to their children. And so, as Brian Gale has spoken so eloquently on our fathers being absent from the home, and then the sexual revolution where this bomb went off and separated life and love, and Betty and I talk about that all the time, and this ties in perfectly with Humanae Vitae and separating the unitive and the procreative, and we always say life and love, babies in bonding, and this bomb just went off and split that out and opened it wide open and blew a breach where there was a big void, and what filled in the void was the licentiousness and the so-called freedom, if you will, that Betty speaks so eloquently of, and she'll mention in just a moment, of this women and women's lib thing that started in the late 60s and early 70s as an extension of this bomb and this separation of life and love. So now we're stuck with floundering, and we're 50 years later, 50 years of the pill on the market in the United States, and 50 years of sexual liberty, and 50 years of generations of children growing up in a totally contraceptive culture, growing up in a world where in 1973 abortion was legalized in the United States. Our Supreme Court and our government legalized murdering our children in utero in the United States. And so we're left now struggling in a small remnant of people who are supporting the culture of life. People like you who listen to Catholic radio, people like you who support Catholic radio, people like you who want to see Catholic radio stay on the airwaves and will continue to be generous by calling in a very generous $100 donation within the next 45 minutes so we get that $1,000 matching gift. So we need to be able to identify ourselves. We need to look within. We need to reach deep down. And so Monsignor Bransfield likened the people that came to our conference as like John Paul retreating to the hills of Poland. escaping German Nazism and escaping Soviet communism, two of the greatest evils of the last century. And now we have yet to escape the culture of death, that third great evil. So Father spoke for 55 minutes very eloquently on these topics, and you can hear his talk, as I said, on the download on the radio station. One of his new books is called The Human Person, and I got an autographed copy when I was there, and I have yet to read it, so I'm very excited about looking forward to reading that.
And his other book was called Living the Beatitudes.
Right.
So he was a very special speaker, and he also spoke about the culture of death and the culture of relativism and marriage in the family. You know, so goes marriage in the family, the genocide of the family, human trafficking, pornography, all the evils of the world. And he also said that it wasn't the 20th century had the most number of people killed in all of our, you know,
human history.
Yes. And 31% of life is suppressed in 31% of malformed children in Switzerland are killed. And 90% in America, 90% of people that have an ultrasound that lets them know and informs them that they're having a Down syndrome child, they're killed by abortion, 90%. I mean, that's absolutely frightening. He explained family life and how important fatherhood is, and that life and love need to be in union with each other. And that life is guarded. Life guards love. And we don't do that anymore. We're separating them. They're artificially separated every day on every level in areas of promiscuity, adultery, pornography. In the 21st century, pornography became a lifestyle. It used to be something that was in a back room somewhere and nobody really discussed it, and men just hid away and you know, looked at pornography. But now it's a lifestyle, and it's with men and women. So what are we doing? This moral relativism saying it's okay, it's our body, we have a right, we can do whatever we want. So we have to understand that our satisfaction is the opposite. Our self-satisfaction is the opposite of the fulfillment of what our life is supposed to be about. God said that it's not good for man to be alone, that we are supposed to be in communion with one another, man and woman, to truly love, to give total gift to each other. That's what's important. And it was really amazing that he kept bringing this up in a different way to explain theology of the body to people that John Paul II has given us, this greatest gift. He knew this evil. He knew there was evil by how he grew up, by the suppression of his country through Poland, hiding in the hills with his friends, discussing this evil that is going on in our century. So we need to be re-engaged as Catholics. We need to look at the teachers, the rightful authorities of the church, and come back to that. Jesus didn't say anything about contraception. That's what some people would argue. And so where does the church come off telling me about contraception? It's a political point now in our society. And we have to realize this is a true teaching of the church. We didn't think about contraception in Jesus' life. It wasn't the culture of death. They didn't count how many children they had. They just had children. They loved children. They cared for children. And they were a family. So those topics didn't come up then. So why wouldn't it be said? The bishops, now that we're struggling with this HHS mandate, The bishops are finally united in 2012 on this HHS mandate for our religious rights against contraception. And the battle needs to be fought. And most especially, it needs to be fought with our parish priests, because they're the first line of action. They're the ones that need to help us, to teach us, to inform us. And it can make a difference.
And that dovetails right into our second talk with Dr. Peter Colosi. And originally, that talk was touted as being a talk on Humanae Vitae, but as Betty mentioned earlier, Peter decided to incorporate that into a discussion involving the HHS mandate, because he had attended a rally the day before in Center City, Philadelphia, Rally for Life, where he was so moved by speakers that he thought that everyone who is arguing this point is saying it's not about contraception. It's about religious liberty. It's about religious freedom. And Peter made the point, you know what? Contraception has been the sleeping giant in the Catholic Church for the last 50 years. And now it's being awakened by a government that's trying to force it down our throats and violate our religion. So he suggests that we use the situation as a teaching moment. Use the example of Bishop Lurie, who's the head of the Pro-Life Committee for the USCCB. And Bishop Lurie testified before Congress and used an analogy of a kosher deli. And can you imagine what would happen if the government mandated that the kosher deli sell pork to people that came into the kosher deli, because that's what the culture wants and that's what people want? So when they go into a deli, they expect to be able to buy ham to make their ham and cheese sandwich. And so just because you're in a kosher deli doesn't mean that you can't buy pork. So they would mandate that. Can you imagine if they mandated that the Amish people teach their children how to drive cars, even though they don't believe in automobiles? So they have exceptions in the government for religious freedom, for different religions to be able to practice according to what they teach. But that exception now is being removed from the Catholic Church. They're dismantling the First Amendment. And they are showing that we don't want to lose sight of the argument that even though this is, yes, about religious freedom, we don't want to lose sight of the argument that this is the perfect teaching opportunity to be able to talk about the church's teaching on contraception and why it separates life and love and babies in bonding, not make it about a negative, but make it about a positive. And what we need is a critical mass. We need to make God credible. And Peter mentioned a couple of different references that you could go on. He mentioned a YouTube reference with a talk on Gloria Purvis, P-U-R-V-I-S, who spoke before a congressional committee and talked about the HHS mandate. What they're claiming is that there's a war on women. And Betty, you can speak to this. They're saying, well, women have a right, just what you said. Yeah, I have a right to my body. It's my body. I can do what I want to do. I have a right to this drug. I have a right to this contraception. And so they're saying the Catholic Church is waging a war on women. Didn't they ever hear of the Blessed Mother? Didn't they ever hear of Mary? I mean, the premise of our culture is that contraception is good, both morally and medically. We need to challenge this premise. We need to show them that it's not good medically, and it's also not good morally. The government thinks that contraception is the cure to the world's problems.
Yeah, I agree.
Just a couple of weeks ago, the United Nations changed the language in all the treaties to subtly introduce contraception into all these third world countries. And Dr. Colosi pointed out that the Catholic Church teaches that there is a right. Absolutely, there is a right. There is a moral, ethical right to basic health care. And Cardinal George echoed this by saying that you can go into the Catholic Directory in Chicago and you can see a list of all the Catholic hospitals and all the Catholic organizations that provide Catholic health care. If this mandate goes through, those pages will be empty because those Catholic hospitals and those Catholic organizations will not succumb to the mandate to give out contraception as a violation of their religious right and their freedom. It is intrinsically evil. They teach that love, marriage, and the Catholic Church is intact and needs to be maintained. The theme of Humani Vitae, he talked about, and I'll bet you never heard this, Betty, and I'm going to say it to you for the first time because I have it written down. Do you want to guess or do you want me to just tell you?
Tell me.
The theme of Humani Vitae is happiness.
Wow.
And what Paul VI says, if you want to be happy, then you need to be in communion with God. And if you want to be in communion with God, God is love. And through that love, we get our life. So love and life are intrinsically connected. And if you want that joy and that happiness, then you have to have that love and that life. And contraception separates that bond.
True.
And breaks that love and that life. And that is when the teaching came into Catholic theology that you cannot separate the unitive and the procreative aspect. So Peter gave a great challenge. He gave a great talk. He brought up some really good points. And if you want to hear him in his own style, again, I would refer you to HolySpiritRadio.org. And I would re-mention to you, Betty, what's going on with this now?
Yeah, we've got a challenge gift going on right now at half the hour. We are challenging anyone or many people to give us $1,000.
Ten people
to call in for $100 each. 20 people for $50 each. Give us a call at 215-345-1570. We need these phone calls to come in. We need to look good. This is our hour, NFP for Life, and we want our listeners to call in. 20 people could call in for $50. 10 people could call in for $100. And if we meet that $1,000, we will get a matching gift of another $1,000 by 5 p.m. So please give us a call at 215-345-1570.
And if our friends call in and give $100?
And if you give $100, you will get something for that $100. You're going to get Mother Angelica's book written by Raymond Arroyo. So this is a great gift. Even if you don't want to keep it for yourself, you can give it to someone for
Mother's Day's coming
up. Mother's Day, graduation. I mean, come on. Let's see these phones ring. We want you to call at 215-345-1570. Any $100 donation will get a book, the Mother Angelica book, Private and Pithy Lessons from the Scriptures by Raymond Arroyo. Give us a call, 215-345-1570. Don't make us look bad now. We need to see that $1,000 this hour. You have 30 minutes left, and we need to match that gift to make it $2,000. So give us a call.
So our blockbuster program, blockbuster in my opinion, because I helped put it together. Now we've had Monsignor Brian Bransfield talking about who we are and what our anthropology is, what we're called to. And we've had Peter talking about the happiness, and we're having, you know, Peter Colosi talking about happiness and Humani Vitae. Now we had June Matijic, who teaches at Immaculata University and has been teaching theology of the body now for the past 10 or 15 years, come to us, and she gave an amazing, very succinct, for those of you who don't know, theology of the body is a very dense document. It was speeches or homilies that were given every Wednesday for the first 5 years that John Paul II was Pope, from 1979 till 1984. There were 129 talks. And they've all been brought together, and you know that John Paul is a philosopher, and you know that he is a theologian, and you also know that as the Pope, he's inspired by the Holy Spirit. So the guy's brilliant, and he had all this experience to bring to the table when he was elected Pope, and now he gives these talks. And what are these talks on? These talks are on family and sexuality. Family and sexuality. More talks, more discussion, and more writings on human sexuality than all of the other popes since Peter combined in the first 5 years of his pontificate. He's giving us the language while we're living in the culture of death to recapture and bring back that broken bond that was broken when that bomb went off in the middle of the sexual revolution in the 1960s. So June starts out her talk. She says she gets arguments from people when she teaches, especially when she's talking to parents of the children that she's teaching. They're not children. They're students in college, but, you know, we'll call them children or young adults. And she gets arguments from them. Well, June, you know they're going to go out in the world and they're going to be sexually active. So if you don't get them contraception, they're going to get pregnant. And they don't want to be pregnant, so it's going to increase the abortion rate. And June's answer has to be that we need to catch up with the times. We need to come up with a good language. We need to come up with a good answer. We need to have a response to these types of questions. We can't allow conflicting opinions within the church. We cannot allow each person to have their own truth. Well, what do you think about contraception? Well, I'm agree with it. Well, what do you think? Well, I'm not in favor of it, but I think we need to do it because, you know, the kids are going to do it anyway. Well, what do you think about it? Well, you know, it's protecting us against STDs. Well, what do you think about it? Well, it's going to decrease the abortion rate. What's the truth? There is only one truth. And the only purveyor of that truth, the only church, the only faith, the only religion that has the absolute fullness of the truth is the Catholic Church as given through the infallible teaching of the Magisterium and the Pope through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and Scripture and tradition that has been handed down over 2,000 years through the one Holy Catholic Roman Church, Holy Roman Catholic Church. June does speak to the fact that science should triumph over nature. She speaks to the fact that the contraceptive mentality has the verbal majority. And we...
Isn't that the truth?
We who are talking about NFP, we who are speaking out against contraception, we are in such a minority.
Absolutely.
We have such a small voice. We're like a tiny little voice crying in the desert. A little whisper. But how did God come to Elijah?
Yes.
Did he come as a tornado? Did he come as a hurricane? Did he come as thunder or lightning? No, he came in a small whisper. And we need to pass that whisper almost like whispering down the lane from one to the other. There has been a divorce, June spoke of, between freedom and truth. It used to be that if you knew the truth, you were free. And it used to be that if you were free, you understood the truth. But now everybody comes in and says, no, the truth is over here and your freedom is over here and they're not the same thing. That bomb that we talked about earlier has caused this split and this divide. Theology of the body is the truth of human love. Theology of the body is the truth about God's divine plan. And we have to understand who man is. We have to understand who we are and what we're called to. And of course, that reverts back to Monsignor Bransfield's talk, who am I and where do I come from and why am I here? We can't allow our consciences to be improperly formed. And she spoke to, along with Peter Colossi, that when Humani Vitae hit in 1968, that there was a lot of dissension in the Catholic Church. There was a rift and there was a divide, and even some bishops and some priests and some theologians had differences of opinion, and they disagreed with Paul VI, and they didn't like the answer. They didn't like the encyclical. But if you read the encyclical, it starts out with Pope Paul VI saying, I understand what's going on in the culture. I understand what's going on in the secular world. I am the Pope in the 1960s, in the middle of the sexual revolution. I lived through the Industrial Revolution and the Depression. I understand where we are. And we are called to happiness and we are called to joy. And that happiness and that joy cannot be realized if we give rise to the kinds of thinking where it says, excuse me, It's my body, and I'll do with it what I want.
Well, I can honestly say that I think contraception, you know, culturally, you know, everybody believes that that's what they need. But it has caused great misery to mostly women, because women are the a woman was the first one to ever be attacked by Satan in the garden. He attacked Eve when her husband wasn't around because he knew he could get to her. And from that moment on, it has been, you know, difficult for women. We are constantly being attacked, especially since the 1960s, because our feminist movement was going to give us some reprieve of having too many children, of being tied down to the home, to all these things that that our culture wanted us to be all that we could be. We could be like men, just like Satan. You could be like gods. You know, you could be like God, he told Adam and Eve. And he's telling women, you can be like men. Why do we want to be like a man? It would drive me crazy. But
Hey, watch that.
Through my lifetime, I've seen it happen. Women are in the workforce, but they want to be married. But now, men don't want to marry women because they contracept, and why should I have to marry when I can have it for free? And it's just on and on and on. How many children are being raised in a single-parent household? Women are doing the best they can do, but our men aren't stepping up sometimes. So there's that evil, that rift that Satan wants to bring between man and woman. And he's bringing it now between our government, our culture, and our Catholic faith. He's trying to bring a rift. He's trying to make women go against women, and I'm seeing it in the news daily. I mean, it just is incredible to me that we can't join together and see the evil that's going on around us and the evil that's happening just to women, the effects, the ill effects of the contraceptive hormonal pill, the increased risk of breast cancer, the STDs. You know, all these things are just happening to women. The poverty that women have to live in if they're trying to raise children on their own. And all this is being twisted by the evil one. And we have to come to the realization that the truth is the truth. Pope Paul VI knew the truth. He wanted us to live in happiness. He was trying to guard us against that. And we don't want to hear it, because our culture is overtaking, the evil one is trying to overtake our culture on this earth.
Our next speaker in the afternoon, now that we've developed the language and we've talked a little bit about the foundation and a little bit about the theology of the body, was Dr. Kyle Biter, who is the new and up-and-coming young NAPRO technology OBGYN up at St. Peter's Hospital in New Brunswick, who did a fellowship with Dr. Thomas Hilgers out in Omaha, Nebraska, Pope Paul VI Institute. And Kyle went through contrasting, and again, without getting into the science and getting into all the details, and again, his talk as well as all the other talks are available on HolySpiritRadio.org as an MP3 download, as well as the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network website as a link at PNFPN.org, so you can get it at either one. And it just goes to show you the value of Catholic radio in providing this information. But Kyle juxtaposed the difference between what people are doing in IVF and their poor percentage and statistic rates of accomplishing a pregnancy with this splitting of outside the body and outside objectifying and commodifying the egg and the sperm and putting it into a dish in a lab and putting it back into somebody's body through IVF. And their success rates of 25, 30, 35%, and then NAPRO technology of actually trying to diagnose what's actually wrong with a woman, come up with a diagnosis, come up with a treatment plan, and use natural procreative technology, things that are in concert with the way God created our body, with self-healing and self-fulfillment, with proper surgical techniques and proper hormonal treatments and proper monitoring and using natural family planning techniques and guidelines through the Creighton method of natural family planning to help women identify what problems they have with their body and help them identify their fertility and help them identify what's going on. So we have an update on the donations, and I have to tell you that we've now had $30 come in the last 42 minutes, and we need $970 to hit our donation level of $1,000. So I'm going to put out a little challenge to you. Betty and I will donate $200. Will anybody out there match us and at least get us to the $400 mark? So call in the next 5 or 10 minutes and match us, and we'll put up our money where our mouth is and see if we can get to this extra $1,000 for Catholic Radio.
And you will get a book from Mother Angelica. And the phone number, 215-345-1570. We need to get this money by the end.
And if you donate the $200, we'll give you two books. One book for each $100. And if you donate $500, we'll give you five books. But anyhow, Dr. Biter did an eloquent job at reviewing the statistical information and reviewing and analyzing what was going on with NAPRO technology. And then we got into a really great talk with Father Tim Christie. Father was with us a couple of years ago. Betty and I were listening to his talk in the car on the way up here as a download on her computer. And we really wanted to address the issue, why don't we know?
Exactly.
And pretty basically, and Betty, you can speak to your opinion, but what I heard him say was, the reason why we don't know is because nobody ever taught us. Nobody told us.
Right.
Nobody came right out and said, I never heard a homily. I never had a class. I didn't hear it in school. I went to Catholic school. I never heard it. And for the past 50 years, it's everybody's fault. The church has been silent. Nobody was comfortable. They were too busy dealing with all the stuff from Vatican II. And he went through all that.
But also, a lot of our religious were caught up in the culture. And they were disappointed that we weren't going along with the culture, that we were following the teachings of the church. And they don't want to hear that. They wanted to be with the culture. They wanted to go along with the culture. And that's not how it was supposed to be. The realization of Vatican II never came to be. Even the religious nuns, they stopped wearing habits. Things culturally got caught up in our church instead of spiritually remaining. And so now things are turning again with the new evangelization and our new priest in our seminaries are coming back to realize that the truth of the church is freedom and is to make us happy. Just like we had a change in the Mass this year, because it's really, truly the true teachings of our church. It's not, you know, we didn't get that true fullness by the way we had the Mass before, and now it has been righted by Benedict the 16th. And this is a beautiful thing that I really feel that our culture, our spiritual teachings in the church are starting to change. Praise God. People are starting to understand just by having almost 100 people come to our conference this year. More people are coming to our NFP classes this year. They're hearing in pre-Cana. I ask, how many people know or ever heard about NFP? The majority of the class is raising their hands. They're hearing this message. They might not really get into it or want to delve into it yet, but it's starting to be known. It's not a secret. It's not hidden anymore.
So come on, the challenge is out there. We got about 10 minutes left to go. We need some matching funds here. Call in, make a donation, reach out, support Catholic Radio, 215-345-1570. Make us look good. Betty and I have been on the program now for 13 years. We've been blessed and gifted and called, and chosen to be able to bring this message to you. We hope you're out there listening. We hope you'll be supportive. We hope you support us and support the radio station. And so give us a call and give us some matching funds and get some books. But another thing, the Father,
spread the word of natural family planning, because that's what we're here for. This radio station has allowed us to do that.
Okay, folks, in the last 5 minutes, we're up to $260 with $740 left to go. Let's go. You're getting there. So I put out the challenge to you. Give us a call. Let us, come on, match us up here and give us a little bit more of your donations. We need to hear from you. Betty and I always used to sit in this booth and say, we get so few phone calls, I wonder if anybody's listening to us. And then every once in a while, we go out somewhere and someone says, I know your voice. You're on that Catholic radio program.
I know. And
I heard you on Holy Spirit Radio.
I just have to remark about this. It was pretty funny. I went to
We got 10 minutes left.
I know. I went downtown to the HHS rally, and it was pretty funny because I want to give our phone number, 215-345-1570. When I got to the rally, I saw this group of parish group there, and they heard my voice, and they said to me, are you Betty Ruppersberger? It was pretty funny that they actually recognized my voice. So if you recognize my voice right now on the radio, 215-345-1570, we need your donation now. We want to be back here. We want to continue this NFP ministry. There's young people, so many young people that's starting to learn this and want this in their marriages. They want to have loving, caring marriages. So it's very important that you call the radio station and make a donation now. 215-345-1570. Give us a call. A
couple of the final points about Father Christie's talk, which was really great, about an hour, and again, it's available on holyspiritradio.org, was that it takes 50 years for the documents of a Vatican Council to start to be put into play. So we are now at the 50-year mark.
Exactly.
In 2013, we will hit 50 years from 1963 when John the 23rd convened Vatican Council. And so what is Benedict calling next year? The year of faith.
Exactly.
And so all these documents, these 16 documents, four constitutions that were made available that Father Christie so eloquently reviewed, that we don't know. The reason why we don't know is because we haven't been taught. Well, we're here on Catholic Radio to tell you. We're here on Catholic Radio to teach you. Catholic Radio is here for you to bring you this message, the truth of God's plan for life and love. So support us. Give us a call. Let us know that you're out there. Let us know that you're available. 215-345-1570. 8 minutes left to go. $700 left to go. Come on, we need that $1,000. We'll give you a book. Match our donation. Give us a call and let us know that you're out there. And then the final talk.
Yeah,
I don't know if I should talk about it or not.
It was very interesting.
Because Betty talked about it a little bit earlier with STDs and the pill and the damage. But I reviewed a slide presentation. It's called Potion or Poison, and talked about the increased risk of breast cancer, heart attack, stroke, blood clots, cervical cancer, liver tumors. statistics, though.
Yes.
Information, science, information out there. Not a lie, what women don't know, and what I don't get, and what I don't understand, and I know I'm a male, and I'm not a female, but I'm sitting next to one that I've been married to for 42 years, and I'm waiting for an explanation why women aren't afraid of taking the pill because of the estrogen causing breast cancer. Are you so overwhelmed, and are you so consumed with secular moral relativism and the need for sexual gratification that you're willing to subject your body to taking potent steroidal hormones that have side effects and risks, and yet you won't drink water from a water fountain, and you want natural green this, and you want corn-fed beef, and you want no preservatives, and and we have stores like sell chemical-free food and
all the organic food.
All this organic stuff and everything. You pay extra money for it, but then you'll turn around and spend money to put a drug into your body when you don't have a disease.
The amazing thing to me is that it's so simple. that women could learn their fertility, and it's a gift, and it's so easy to learn, and yet they don't understand it. But we have a great announcement.
We have a wonderful announcement. We have made the goal.
Woo!
You did it.
Woo-hoo!
Fabulous. And
thank
Betty.
You, everyone.
All right, thank you, everyone. Thank
yes.
you.
And we have to thank Marie from Chalfont and Anne Margaret from Newtown. And you have a secret loyal admirer
uh-oh.
Who put us over the top, who actually accomplished it. And she agrees absolutely with everything that you were saying, by
oh,
the
good.
Way.
Good, good.
And so she didn't want her name mentioned. But
okay.
But we have to thank all of those people. We did the goal. And, you know, you always speak such truth.
And $2,000 for Catholic Radio. So thank you, everyone who listened to us. And another one came in.
Oh, another one. We thank Vina from Bensalem.
Fabulous.
Great. Okay, so all of these efforts
so there
together,
are people out there listening to NFP for Life. That's
praise
wonderful.
Be to God. Thank you.
We tried to tell you that.
Oh,
that
that's great.
Oh,
thank you so much. And keep tell your friends. This they need this money at this radio station to keep it going.
Yes.
One quick announcement in the last 30 seconds. Archbishop Chaput is going to celebrate a Mass marking the 100th anniversary of La Milagrosa, which is serving the Hispanic community in the city of Philadelphia and its surrounding areas. 37 parishes offer Mass in Spanish throughout the Archdiocese. It'll be Saturday, April 21st. That's tomorrow at 5 p.m. Thank you, and praise be to God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Thank you, everyone who called in, and thank you for your support.
God bless.